Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
Hey, Mary, good morning. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
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 How are you guys?
Good. All right.
What is her name? Is this Rachel?
This is Mary.
You could tell.
Mary.
All right.
You can tell she's a hooker. Oops, don't say that.
What's going on, Mary?
Well, I am going to out of town for the holidays and for New Year's, and I might have an affair.
You might have an affair for Christmas.
Mm,
and
well,
and who's a lucky
New
guy?
Maybe it's cold outside.
Yeah, that's a good present for his wife.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that I know my husband is not here. He's overseas.
Oh, no.
Oh, oh. My God. Oh,
yeah,
so this is a present for...
He's not in the military. He's over there working because he's in a work situation. He's not here.
Okay, so it's not military-based at all.
He's not in the military.
Oh, he's a contractor?
Yes, he's
okay.
A contractor.
And how long has he been gone?
Oh, yeah, I've been a little lonely here in good old Georgia. And a friend of mine who used to be my neighbor for 20 years started talking to me on Facebook, good old Facebook. And he told me that he had a crush on me for many years. And I, you know, was told him, why didn't he tell me this before? But now I'm going to his sister's wedding on the 27th, and we might hook up.
Isn't Facebook awesome?
How long has your husband been gone?
He has been gone since May.
May.
And I've been here alone with 3 kids.
And is this like emotional infidelity, or is this like you just feeling you got to get some needs met? So it's just purely physical.
Purely physical. I'm not like, you know, I'm not the mushy, gushy type. You know, I know my husband, you know, ironically loves me, but I think we could get some.
You could ask Santa to go to Pure Romance or ask Santa to stop by. What's
you know,
that store?
Or
you could get an insurrection
ticket overseas
I used
to your husband.
Sex toys, before, and then I got pregnant with twins. So I have a whole bunch of toys that I can use and whatnot, but you know, I don't know. It's just I haven't had any in a while.
Just need a little stocking stuffer.
I'm assuming this isn't the first time you've done this because you sound so like
giddy,
giddy about it. Like I would think if you've been married that long, you'd have tore up about it.
Yeah. Well, okay. I was in out of town for Thanksgiving, and we kind of like kissed. When I was there on Thanksgiving. We didn't do anything. We just kissed.
All right, so this started at Thanksgiving, something. And now you're excited by taking it a little bit further at Christmas.
Exactly.
Hmm.
I mean.
Yeah.
And you've been married to this dude for how long?
7 years.
7 years.
Yeah.
Isn't there an itch named that?
Seven?
Yeah,
I think it's called
itch.
A seven-year itch. Weird.
I mean, 7 years is actually next month.
So how would you feel if your husband did the same thing? Do you think that he probably is?
No, I know he isn't.
Yeah. Why?
And he knows
you
you're
know?
Not.
Yeah.
And he's very sure you're not.
Yeah. Yeah. But see,
that's going to screw with your brain a while.
I'm a flirtatious person by nature. So, I mean, that doesn't mean anything, but I just, I don't know why you said it, but yeah.
So you're just going to be able to turn off your emotions of the whole thing? Because I think guys get pegged with this stereotype that it's just sex for guys, whereas with women, it's way more emotional. For you, you don't think you're going to have any problem with this at all. It's physical. You'll get it done. Husband walks through the door, you'll kiss him, and it'll all be over.
Pretty much, because I don't have time for emotional. I don't take care of three kids. I don't have time for that. I'm just going to do what I got to do and be like, okay, bye, thanks.
I'm wondering, I'm only intrigued to talk to you when we get back to see if that's accurate. Like, after it's done, if you still feel the same way or you're having tremendous feelings of guilt.
Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. All right, let me put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
You think that was just nervous laughter or is she just generally
excited. She's giddy. She's got,
I don't know.
What's it called? You know, the new love butterfly feeling.
Anticipating.
Yeah.
What?
Well, it's just irritating. Like, it's not new love giddiness. She's having an affair on her husband.
She just wants
it's
a little something.
Hey,
yes.
Listen, we're living in different times, and unless you have 14 affairs, who cares?
Yeah, right. Tiger has really set the bar much higher / lower for everybody. Jennifer, good morning. You are on the on Q100. Why do we want to talk to you after the first of the year?
Well, I have a monster-in-law that's going to be staying with me for a week.
Did you say monster?
The monster-in-law for a week.
Yes. Jane Fonda doesn't have anything on Nicole.
It's really bad, huh?
It's really bad, and it always has been. My husband and I started dating. We dated for 5 years. We've been married for over a year now. And for the first 6 months, she was really, you know, really nice to me, but she had him really young. And so she decided to move to Florida because she got pregnant. And so my husband and his little brother are 19 years apart. And she moved to Florida to be with her boyfriend. And my husband, or my then boyfriend, decided not to go with her. And so when that happened and he chose me over her, I mean, that it was on.
What are some of the things she's done to you over the years that prove to you that she just has it out for you?
Well, the very first time that I ever met his extended family, he had just gotten laid off, and so I drove him down to Tampa because his great aunt had died. It was her aunt, and so I drove him down there. I used my money, my gas, everything like that to go take him down there to be with his family. And, you know, of course, when you're going to a funeral, you think, even if it is in Tampa, you're thinking to pack pink, to pack black. So I get there, and she's like, oh, Aunt Ruby Lane wouldn't have wanted us to wear black to her funeral. She would want us to celebrate her life. And so she made me go out and buy a new outfit, which was pink, and I'm a blonde. So I show up to the funeral in pink, and everyone else is wearing black.
Oh, she set you up. She set you up.
She hates you.
She even had on a yellow outfit when I left the house.
And she switched it?
And then she changed.
Oh, you're kidding. She changed into black.
Yes, she changed into black.
Did you ask her about it?
Oh. Well, I didn't have to because as soon as I showed up, his grandmother, I got out of the car, and she's like, what are you wearing? And I said, as soon as I said, well, Nikki, as soon as I said her name, it was her mother, and her mouth locked.
Evil.
She was like, wow. No, she didn't. Whoa. So when she got there, her mother took care of her. I didn't have to say anything.
And she's staying in your house for 7 days.
From Wednesday, she's coming in the 23rd, and she's leaving the 30th.
I don't know how you married that guy.
Will you call us?
I was going to ask that same question. Like, why did you marry him?
How did you do that?
Well, she did live in Tampa, and so we don't see, you know, and he takes my side. It took a little bit because at first he thought that I was being petty because she wouldn't show. I mean, that time he obviously saw, but the other things she wouldn't like allow him to see, or it was kind of like maybe he thought I was lying. I don't know. But then once he started to see, like, I think it was three Christmases ago, we got in a fight in his grandmother's front yard, me and his mom. And it wasn't like, you know, a trashy like fist fight. Like I was trying to leave and she got up in my face and started like screaming at me. And that was the point that he stepped in and he was like, listen, I'm going to marry her. And you're not going to be able to treat her like this. All so right.
Will you call us from jail?
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
You're going to kill her.
Yeah, Jennifer, let me put you on hold, and we will definitely talk to you when we get back, okay?
Okay.
If I'm that dude,
7 days, she's going to be changing his diapers again.
If I'm the husband's son, I'm carrying my phone around, and I've got 9-1 already dialed.
Can't go 7 days. Uh-uh. That won't go 7 days.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books.
time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.